Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to my show, 3 hours on Friday. Today is Friday, June 18th. And I'm going to open the show with my commentary that comes out on Sunday through Creator Syndicate. I wrote it yesterday, and therefore I got it in time for the show yesterday, and I read it on the show yesterday, but of course not everybody who listens to my show listens every day or every hour of every day, and so some of you have not heard it, and I think it's so important. I read it last night in my speech and my question and answer with the Sun City Summerlin Republican Club, standing room only crowd, jammed the place, biggest get-together, the only get-together since the day COVID started, and I'm so honored they thought to have me there for their first big event after COVID, post-COVID. And the place was jammed. I didn't notice a single person wearing a face mask. And I knocked it out of the park, grand slam home run. And everybody heard this speech and loved it. So here it is. And the, really, the whole show will be devoted to this. The election was stolen. The election was stolen. The election was stolen. Not only did I dominate and get an incredible ovation last night because of my talking about, honestly, about a stolen election and that President Trump's the rightful president of the United States, but I then gave a speech today on Zoom to the Republican Jewish Alliance. There's a Jewish Republican Alliance, JRA, I believe it is, of Los Angeles or of California. And they usually have live events, but because of COVID, they've gone to Zoom events. And I did a Zoom event today. Usually they have about 1,000 people watching. And I did my Zoom event, and same thing. I turned a one-hour interview, 45 minutes of it at least, must have been devoted to why I know the election was stolen. And they were so pleased that somebody is willing to put their name on the line and their reputation on the line and say what every single Republican knows. The election was stolen. Trump won the election. Every Republican believes this. Let me give you another great example. My great buddy Kip Herridge runs VRA, which is a Wall Street Investment Advisory newsletter and advisory service as well. And so, you know, look, you'd assume, I'm always honest, I'm always fair, you'd assume that a majority of the people who invest on Wall Street are Republican conservative, but it's not all of them. There are definitely liberals and moderate Democrats and even rhino Republicans who don't like Trump who invest on Wall Street and who are leaders on Wall Street. Lots of people on Wall Street don't like Trump. And he put out a poll on his own Twitter site, on his own Twitter page, whether the election was stolen or not. And he asked, you know, all his fans to weigh in. And, you know, poll after poll in the real world shows a majority of people, about like 51%, believe the election was stolen, and like 70% of Republicans believe it was stolen. And both Kip and I know those polls are lies. They're rigged. They're complete fraud. They're fake news. They always oversample Democrats and oversample people who aren't registered to vote or oversample people who are registered to vote but don't actually vote that often. But when you go to people who really care and are really engaged and really read the news and are intelligent, they all know the election was stolen. So Kip tried that theory out. Almost 10,000 people answered his poll. And 97.3% said the election was stolen. 97.3% in Kip Herridge's VRA poll said the election was stolen. That's the number in the real world. Now, that may be the, not be the number of all people in the real world. That's the number of all Republicans. That's the true number. Every Republican knows the election was stolen. And they all see the country is being stolen. It's a vicious, over-the-top communist takeover of the United States of America. It's not socialist. Socialist is moderate in this Democrat Party. This is a communist takeover of the United States. Here's my column. What difference does proving a stolen election make all the difference in the world? Remember when, remember that famous Hillary Clinton line about Benghazi? She asked, what difference does it make in front of Congress? She meant, it's over. It's old news. Why rehash it now? Nothing will change. Of course, that was convenient for Hillary and Obama. They lied and heroes died at Benghazi. The last thing Hillary or Obama wanted was an investigation. Democrats are saying the same thing now about the 2020 election. They say, what difference does it make? Trump lost. It's over. The election is certified. Biden's the president. Nothing will change. You're wasting your time. Again, that's pretty convenient. We are a nation of laws. That's what made America the greatest nation in world history. Without laws and investigations and arrests and convictions, we might as well be Haiti or Cuba or Venezuela or Zimbabwe or Mexico or any other lawless socialist hellhole around the world where people live in misery and malaise with no rights while the government and despots and ruthless criminals do whatever they want to the people. We are America, and we can't let that happen. We must investigate and pursue justice, no matter where it leads. That brings me to forensic audits. Forensic audits will uncover the truth, and the truth will set us free. The truth will prove even the Democrats and dummies, and I know I repeat myself, Democrats are dummies, that we were right. Trump was cheated. The election was rigged and stolen. Trump is the real president. Biden is not the rightful president of the United States. You can feel it. The tide has turned. We are so close to proving Arizona and Georgia were stolen. A dozen other states are planning on forensic audits. Soon all the dominoes will fall. Proving the election was stolen will make all the difference in the world. Of course, Democrats and the fake news media frauds know that. That's precisely what they're so afraid of. They're scared to death the truth's about to come out. And yes, they're scared to death because they don't know where it will lead. They don't know what the citizens will do once they realize the election was rigged and stolen. Democrats will say it's too late. They'll argue nothing could be done. Stolen election or not, Biden's the president. End of story. Tough luck. Well, I'm not an elections lawyer or a constitutional scholar. I'll leave the question of whether Trump can be reinstated as president up to the legal experts. But I know this. Bad things will happen to the Democrats if it's proven they stole the election. All hell will break loose. Democrats are in a world of trouble, and they know it. On a minor scale, here's some of the things I can imagine happening next. Once we prove the election was stolen, Democrats are finished. This is like when a famous business mogul and philanthropist is found to be a criminal who stole everyone's money. Ask Bernie Madoff. Although he's dead, you can't ask him anymore, but you get the idea. Ask Bernie Madoff. Everyone hates you for the rest of all time. You're a pariah. You can never walk out of your home. You can't show your face in public. People scream shame at you wherever you go. Your legacy is destroyed forever. Lawsuits will fly. Legal fees will cripple the Biden administration and the Democrat Party, and donations will dry up. Biden will be the lame duck of all lame ducks. He will never pass another piece of legislation. He won't be able to leave the White House. He might as well be a convicted criminal. The White House will be his prison cell. Republicans will win a landslide in 2022. The GOP will control both houses of Congress. Even voters who don't like Trump will feel guilty that his presidency was stolen. Trump will be a lock to win back the presidency in 2024. That's all separate from massive protests, million-man marches on Washington, D.C., unrest, civil disobedience, and the prospect of 74 million Trump voters withholding their taxes to bring the Biden government to its knees and force Biden's resignation. And then there's the criminal charges. Thousands of Democrats were involved in multiple states in the greatest theft in America's history. I call this treason. That's life in prison or worse. This won't end well for Democrats. So now you know why they're panicking, wouldn't you? So yes, proving the election was stolen is the whole ball of wax. It's the whole kitchen sink. It's the whole kit and caboodle. It changes both the history and the future of America. God bless forensic audits. And God help the Democrats when the American people see proof the election was stolen. That's my column that comes out this weekend. And I'm sticking with it. I'm just doubling down and tripling down. The election was stolen from Trump. The election was stolen from Trump. Democrats stole it. And we got to rip them down. No one has a right or a reason to listen to Biden, anything he says. Biden is not our president. Biden is not my president. Biden is not president of the United States. Biden's a fraud. Biden was elected under criminal circumstances. We have no reason to listen to a word he says. And that's what's got them so worried. So the reason I decided to open the show with that commentary is because here are the news stories that we'll cover today. Election development. Election worker Ralph Jones, another commie scumbag, is now caught double counting ballots at the State Farm Center in election night in Fulton County, Atlanta, Georgia. Multiple individuals push multiple ballots through multiple tabulators multiple times in Georgia. This is illegal, and law enforcement did nothing. Those are an example of stories. Twitter has subpoenaed. Twitter is subpoenaed in Georgia lawsuit involving Fulton County election supervisor Wandria Shea Moss. Developing, Georgia investigators' 29-page elections report discovered and released reveals massive election integrity problems. The evidence in Georgia keeps piling up, just like Arizona. Stacey Abrams texting Arizonans to pass the S.1 legislation that gives Democrats more ability to cheat. This woman, with her buck teeth, her gap-toothed smile, makes me want to vomit. This woman, Stacey Abrams, is at the center of everything bad in America today. She's the one who coordinated the steal of Georgia, not just for President of the United States, but for two United States senators who lost by the skin of their skinny chin-chin. It's all Stacey Abrams. Now she's trying to weave her magic poison and fraud in Arizona. And then you got Colorado Secretary of State, who said yesterday she will not allow any forensic audit ever in Colorado. You know why? Because they stole Colorado. There's massive fraud in Colorado. As I said to the Republican Jewish Coalition today, as I said to them today, the reaction of the Democrats is how you know the election was stolen. If you say to someone, did you murder your wife? And they go, no, actually, I did not murder my wife. Here's 12 reasons why. Then you probably conclude they didn't murder their wife. But when you ask them if they murder their wife and their response is, no, no, I won't talk about it. I won't mention it. I will not speak about it. No one can investigate it. Then you know they killed their wife. Democrats will not investigate because they know they stole the election.
Make no mistake, inflation is here.
Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date.
And most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked.
Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. USA Radio Network, flagship station, 790 AM, KBET here in Las Vegas. Your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. The show is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you from the house that Root built. If you want peace, prepare for war. That's what we do every day on this show. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com, RootForAmerica.com. You can find all my thoughts at Parler. I've been banned for life by Twitter. Screw them. F Twitter. Parler's the place to be. P-A-R-L-E-R, @RealWayneRoot at Parler. And then you can listen to my podcast every day, War Raw Daily Podcast, and my weekly podcast out today. Anywhere you listen to fine podcasts, anywhere you download podcasts such as iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google, Amazon, Google Play, etc., etc. Apple. So, yesterday I mentioned to you about the fact that a 19-year-old student at Northwestern was forced to take a COVID vaccine. And this poor girl, her name is Simone Scott, a freshman at Northwestern University. Her heart stopped. They gave her, they pounded on her heart. They tried to save her life, paramedics. And they kept her alive till she got to a hospital. She needed a heart transplant. She had the vaccine just days before. She suddenly needed a heart transplant, 19 years old. They got her a heart transplant. It didn't take, and she died. And then today we hear the story of 4 healthy British Airways pilots dying in 1 week. All of them young. Young. Now, you know the airline forced them to get COVID vaccines. Why would 4 young pilots all die in the same week? Does that make any sense to anybody? Wow. The first two guys were in their 40s and 50s. Second guy in his mid-30s, perfectly fit, no underlying conditions, gets his second COVID vaccine, and he's dead within days, exactly the same as the first two. Wow. 80 to 85% of the pilots have been ejected. British Airways confirmed the deaths in response to inquiries on social media, but denied there was a connection to the vaccine. Yeah, right. Folks, I've been on this story from the first day, and I've tried not to be hysterical about it. I've tried not to tell you that everyone's going to die, the whole world's going to end, because I always said if it gets everybody back to work, if it stops you from being afraid, if it gets our economy going again, and if it saves a few lives, because some people don't get COVID at all, some people get it much milder, then, you know, makes you feel better, get the vaccine. I personally wouldn't. I'm personally going to wait and see what happens. But now I've waited and I've seen what happens. And there are so many dead people and so many badly injured people, mortally injured, gravely injured. Bad immune response, and it will never go away. You can never get rid of it for the rest of your life. And at the same time that's happening, a college called Rhodes College in Tennessee is charging unvaccinated students $1,500 extra per semester to cover the cost of mandatory testing. Can you imagine how insane these people are? You know, I was thinking about this today. By the way, I was thinking about the fact that the biggest story of the entire last year that went completely unrecorded by the mainstream media, other than a stolen election, other than a communist takeover of the United States by Joe Biden, other than hydroxychloroquine is the perfect treatment for COVID, but they don't want anybody to know it, and they covered it up and told all the reporters not to mention hydroxychloroquine because they didn't want Trump to get any credit. Other than those, there's one little story that went completely unreported and unnoticed, but I noticed it right away. There were something like 200 NFL players who tested positive for COVID last summer before the season began, like in August. 200 players tested positive for COVID. The entire season was in jeopardy. The entire season was threatened. Can you imagine if 200 players have COVID? What that means? How do you play football? And guess what happened? They tested them all again the next day, and they were all negative. It was a false positive. But see, the NFL has the money. They have billions and billions of dollars just from TV contracts, let alone everything else. One of the richest organizations in the world, most powerful. They had all the money in the world to do a double test the next day, another test and another test. And they all came back positive, and they realized the first one was incorrect. They were all false positives. All 200 plus of the players were false positives. So this whole country has been hyped up about COVID because so many people tested positive for COVID. The numbers are so exaggerated, probably half of them, maybe 60% of them are false positives. And of the ones that are left, probably 60% of them had no symptoms while they supposedly had COVID. And of the people that died, I'll bet you half of them didn't die of COVID. They died of underlying conditions and comorbidities that was called COVID.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. U.S. Catholic bishops agreed to prepare a document that would lay out conditions under which Catholic politicians who support abortion rights, including President Biden, may be denied communion. The measure, drawing objections from the Vatican and Pope Francis's strongest allies among the U.S. bishops. President Biden's reaction to the news?
That's a private matter, and I don't think that's going
to
happen.
The document will be up for debate, subject to amendments, and will be voted on at the group's next meeting in November. Heavy rain and thunderstorms are moving ashore along the Gulf Coast as the region braces for a tropical storm. The National Hurricane Center saying tropical storm conditions are reaching the Gulf Coast from Intercoastal City, Louisiana to Mobile, Alabama. Flash flood watches are up for portions of southeast Louisiana, all the way through Mississippi, southern Alabama, and reaching metro Atlanta. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies...
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with more.
You know, I have gotten so screwed for being a conservative, it's unbelievable. Do you realize in Hollywood, back in the... I was among the hottest guys to get my own talk show or my own game show. I was up for Gambit, to be the host of Gambit. They were just bringing Gambit back. Merrill Heater, the famous talk show host, and he did like a nationwide search and interviewed hundreds and hundreds of people and decided the best guy in the country to host Gambit was Wayne Allen Root. I actually did a pilot for ABC TV. And then they found out I was a big Republican conservative because I hosted a big event for the GOP Congress, a fundraiser for GOP Congress, and like 10 Republican congressmen flew in from D.C. to come to my house in Malibu to host the fundraiser, and it made all the newspapers, and from that point on, I never got another call. And I mention this because I'm just looking right now at a news story that Chris Harrison, the host of The Bachelor, was paid $9 million to exit the franchise. And so I'm just laughing because he was paid roughly $10 million a year, and then they gave him $9 million to leave, and he's set for life. He's done, what, like 18 seasons, I think, of The Bachelor. So, you know, he's worth $50, $60, $70, maybe even $100 million. Got a $9 million going-away present, which I'm sure is very small by Hollywood standards. I'm shocked it's only $9 million. I thought they were going to say they gave him $90 million to walk away, but they gave him $9. But I never got that chance because I'm a conservative, and my entire career was blown because I'm a conservative. Just like that, I lost my Hollywood career. And here I am as a conservative talk show host. But being a conservative, don't tell me it doesn't cost you. It does. We've got our guest here, Brandon Weikert, a geopolitical and defense technology expert, author of a new book, Winning Space, How America Remains a Superpower, of course, in space he's referring to. And with that, let's get him on the show. Brandon Weikert. Brandon, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
Well, I'd be doing better if I was hosting Gambit. If you heard that, if you heard that intro, but being a conservative precludes you from getting a job in Hollywood. So I found that out the hard way in the early 90s. I had no idea they had Trump derangement syndrome all the way back then. But they did. Not quite as bad as now, but pretty close. And as soon as they found out I was a conservative, that was the end of my talk show career and my game show career, all of that down the drain. To your topic of space, Brandon, there's another lead story I want to mention real quick and get your reaction to it. The space agency, NASA, launches a mission for equity, meaning social justice and equality. They announced the launch of a new diversity initiative called Mission Equity. So the entire space program is now devoted to social justice and equity. To help communities that are historically underrepresented and underserved, because NASA is now a 21st century agency with 22nd century goals. My response is, there goes NASA. Looks like Russia and China are going to own space. We are the dumbest country in the world. Your thoughts?
Yeah, NASA's definitely not with the times. The Chinese have just put their astronauts in orbit on their new modular space station, and we are still earthbound, and our space station has got maybe 6 to 7 more years left. China's planning for the future, and as you noted, we're obsessing about, you know, racial and gender issues, and that's not going to win the future. That's looking back at the past. That's keeping us mired on Earth, and NASA certainly does not get it, as it were. Whereas China and Russia both are laying claim to space and looking beyond, you know, even the Earth-Moon system, looking at Mars, looking at capturing asteroids for mining, which could be a minimum of a $1 trillion industry. We're still here talking about you know, equity and all of that. The most equitable thing we could do would be to promote the best people to take us to the next generation.
Right. You know, I could just picture any day now Biden's going to announce that the next space mission will include 4 astronauts that are a black person, an illegal alien, a lesbian, and a transsexual, and no white males need apply. I could picture it all happening, and they'll say it with a straight face, that we don't want white astronauts anymore.
They're already retailering and slowing down our return to the moon to build expensive, female-friendly spacesuits. Meanwhile, China made it clear that they're putting their people in space based on the equipment they have, not on what they wish they had. So we're already slowing down because of the millions of dollars we're having to divert to building female-friendly spacesuits. I'm all for women in space, but, like, not if it slows us down in getting to the moon and getting to Mars before the Chinese can.
Well, I'll take you one step further, Brandon. You're being too nice. I'm all for women in space. I'm all for blacks in space. I'm all for a gay person in space. All great. Not just not if it slows us down, but not if they have to get the job because they're black, because they're a woman, because they're transsexual, because they're a lesbian. They've got to earn the job by being better than me. And if they're better than me, they deserve the job. It's fine. Let the best man or woman go into space. Astronauts are supposed to be brilliant people. After they finish being astronauts, don't a lot of them become things like generals? Don't they rise to admirals and generals? And, you know, that's what you're supposed to have, the most brilliant people in space. But if you're going to name someone just because they're black, just because they're female, just because they're gay, they're not going to be the most brilliant. They're just going to be black, gay, and lesbian. That's it.
Right. And it's completely counterintuitive to the mission of the
right.
American space program, which was to exactly that, put the most qualified people into orbit.
Well, I guarantee you China's not doing that. China's not putting transsexuals in space. I guarantee you that. That much I can tell you.
They already announced that their first crew to their modular space station this week will be all male because those were the best people they could find. And that's how it works over there.
Right. And maybe they were the best people they could find. And then, you know what? Then that's fine. Then I respect China. But it, by the way, if China said they're the best people we could find and they weren't, they just happen to only choose men, that's wrong, too. See, I'm fair on both sides. You don't choose men because they're men. You choose four men because they're the best at the job. That's all. So, Brandon, let's push this a little bit. For the average person listening who doesn't understand, the new frontier now is this race for dominance in space between the United States and China. Someone is going to be the winner, and I guess, I'm assuming, this is just an educated guess, like you please educate us, whoever the winner is, who is the winner in space, will dominate on Earth as well.
That's correct. The two things are fused. And think of it in old wartime terms. Whoever controls the high ground ultimately will win the battle. Space is the ultimate high ground, and China has a very long-term strategy for dominating it. They want to displace us, replace us, and then dominate space in order to dominate the land, sea, air, and even cyberspace on Earth. And by the way, now Russia's joining China in their ambitions to dominate space, and that's a nightmare scenario because there's $1 trillion or more worth of mineable resources in space. China and Russia both have plans to get to the space mining before we can, and that's a lot of money they could then funnel into their war machine on Earth, and that's precisely what they plan on doing. They want to dominate the future, and they recognize, particularly China does, that controlling space allows them to dominate Earth's future, and we're not even taking the field yet.
So take it a step further. We're talking to Brandon Weikert, and his new book is called Winning Space, How America Remains a Superpower. Kind of a misleading subtitle, right? Because America will not remain a superpower if our goal in life is to create equity in space and put people in space because they're gay or they're lesbian or they're black. And America's going to lose to China and Russia. So how are we going to remain a superpower?
Well, in the book, I detail what we need to do is put aside, if we're throwing money around, we might as well throw money into something that's going to yield return. So $1 trillion into the space program and federal R&D into high tech so that we can develop next generation technology, specifically in space, to create the industries of tomorrow, today, so that we are the pioneers, as we were in the last two centuries, rather than the Chinese. The Chinese are throwing a bunch of money at these industries so that they can dominate the industries and they can be the new home of the new industrial revolution. So in the book, I talk about how space, quantum computing, biotech, that those are the things that we're going to need to invest big time in now so that we can leapfrog the Chinese, and they know that they have to come to us for, you know, the next future industry rather than we're going to them. And the whole book details that. And all those technologies are taken into space and taken to their limits. And so space is a key player in all of that high-tech innovation. And if we don't dominate it, and if we don't invest in it now big time, then China will be the new home of the new industrial revolution, and the future will be theirs, and we'll be like the Spanish Empire to the British Empire when they lost. It'll be the British, you know, running. In this case, it'll be the Chinese running everything, and we better start learning Mandarin fast.
Yeah, you know, my birthday is July 20th, and you know what happened on July 20th, 1969. Man landed on the moon on my birthday. And so, you know, look, I'm not a big space guy. I've never been a Star Trek guy. I've never been a guy who spends his life studying space. But even I understand that the day we landed on the moon, correct me if I'm wrong, Brandon, in 1969 was the day the United States started to really prove to the world that we are the dominant power in the world. Something about space is linked to dominance and world respect and money and power and all the above. That was a huge thing that Kennedy started that program to get man on the moon. And by doing it, we became the dominant country.
Unquestionably, and just think, all of our satellites, we need those things to send military abroad and to do all these very expensive transactions. $1 trillion every day washes across the world, largely through electronic transfers and transactions. All of that's done by perfectly timed satellites, any one of which, if they go down because of a Chinese or Russian counter space attack, we will suddenly find ourselves losing money and losing the next war, which is what China and Russia both are planning to do, beat us in a space war to beat us on Earth. And that's what we're headed toward if we don't start taking space seriously.
Hey, Brandon, can you hang in there and come back on the other side? I want you for one more segment, yes?
Yeah.
Brandon Weikert, his new book's called Winning Space, How America Remains a Superpower. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allyn Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. The Root is on fire. The Warrior is back with you. And we'll get back to space with Brandon Weichert in just a second. I want to mention the sponsor of this show, speaking of space, CBD, which is not pot, by the way. So it's kind of a joke that goes over everyone's head, because CBD will not get you high. You will not go into space. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% mainstream, 100% American grown and made, and it works. And I was talking to my buddy Jay Schrader, who's the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders and Washington Redskins quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. I love to work out. My board op and associate producer, Chris O'Sullivan, also had some aches and pains and tried the products of this company, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. And they sent him the roll-on, and he doesn't have any pain anymore. And I work out, and I use it. I don't have any pain anymore. This stuff is amazing. And I know the people who listen to my show, for the most part, are over the age of 40 and over the age of 50 and over the age of 60. Well, let me tell you, I know you have aches and pains, and I know you have arthritis. You want this product, sonsoflibertycbd.com. It will not get you high. I repeat, it's not pot, and it's 100% legal. And for my listeners only, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout for Wayne Allen Root. WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. When you combine the discount of 15% off for being a Wayne Root fan with the 10% discount for a subscription that comes every month, you can get a total of 25% off every order. Make the healthy choice and choose sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off. Okay, now we're back with Brandon Weichert, who is our guest, geopolitical and defense technology expert, author of the new book, Winning Space, How America Remains a Superpower. You know, one of my favorite fans, Brandon, his name is Colonel Joe. He's a former colonel in the United States military. And he sent, he's retired now, and he sent a note and he said, you know, Biden's supposed to be our leader taking us into space. And he said, Biden can't even find his way to the bathroom. So I think that's a funny line, but a true line. The truth hurts. How is he going to lead us into space when the guy is got dementia and doesn't even know where he is?
Well, you know, the one thing he's done is he has rhetorically said the right things about taking us into space. But the problem is that the follow through is not really there. He's nominated Bill Nelson, for instance, who I live in Florida. I know Bill Nelson very well. Bill Nelson wanted to do joint missions in space with China for years. So all the rhetoric coming from the current administration about, oh, we're finally going to stand up to China and we're going to do space the way that the previous administration was doing, we're to build off that. Well, that's great rhetoric, but you're right. The follow through and the actions are not yet there, and the people that the Biden administration is putting in to run our space policy, they're either too concerned about gender equity or about global warming or about doing deals with China in space than they are about standing up and doing the big things that we used to do in space. One of the interesting things that happened in February was the FAA, for the first time in years, cracked down on Elon Musk's Starship launch. Well, whatever rules Elon Musk may have been violating, the fact is SpaceX is one of the few things keeping America competitive in space with all of the new competition arising from China. And by cracking down on that launch, yes, eventually the FAA let Musk do it, but by slowing down even a day what Musk is trying to do, keeping us competitive, it actually slows us down in the long run, and it actually gives China a leg up. So that was the Biden administration cracking down on a very innovative private sector endeavor. We cannot have that, especially because we've had such a bad showing on the space policy front for years. And that's the Biden administration saying one thing and kind of doing the other. And I don't know how we're going to get through it. My hope is that in maybe 4 years we'll have a better leader. But until that day comes, you know, it's a mixed bag. It's very tragic what's going on. Every second we delay gives China and Russia and our other competitors a leg up. And once you take a spot in space, it's like a first mover advantage. They have it, they can hold it, and then it's twice as hard for us to come up and take it back.
Could there be a war in space? Is there such a thing as a future war above the Earth? You know, could there be a battle for the space?
Yes,
yes, there can be.
Yes. Yes, and the opening of my book is about a space Pearl Harbor, which is a very real threat. It won't look like Star Wars or Star Trek, but yes, the targeting of our satellites, blinding them, you know, the Russians and Chinese have been seeding the orbits with these co-orbital satellites, which are tiny satellites with grappling arms. They tailgate our larger sensitive systems, latch on, and then push those American satellites out of orbit to render our forces on land, at sea, in the air, in cyberspace, deaf, dumb, and blind. Gives their forces, Russia or China, gives their forces an advantage over ours because we'll be confused and dazed, whereas their forces will have the ability to, you know, completely run roughshod over us. And the space war would be linked to a larger war on Earth, but absolutely, you will have counter space or anti-satellite attacks meant to debilitate our sensitive systems. So yeah, there is going to be a space war soon, I think. And it'll also, as time progresses, it won't just be satellites versus satellites. Inevitably, it'll be, you know, space, you know.
Hey, Brandon, we got to run. The music's on. We're on our way out. Brandon's new book is called Winning Space, Brandon Weichert. Thank you, Brandon.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
2-20-93.